Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Carly, Daytime After Dark on Blog Talk Radio, June 3rd. By the way, anyone that wants to know, it's NASA Donut Day. I just thought I would put that out there because now I want a donut after reading that. I didn't know about that, people. Okay, well, my guest today is a friend of mine. He hasn't been on here in like a year, I think. Well, I could really take him at task. Why not? So, here he is, the lovable, handsome Nathan Vardy. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, Carly. How's it going?
Good. See, because I call you handsome and everything, you know, I think that gets me a couple of brownie points, I think. So, no, you haven't been on here in, what, a year or 6 months? And if
yeah,
I have
been a long
my
time.
Way... Well, I know, but if I have my way, it will be, you know, every 2 months, 3 months. So, what?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, it's been a busy year.
Everybody's asking me, what is your job now? And I'm like, that's a really good question now. So, what is your job now?
I'm still with ABC Network, and I'm a current programming executive for the network, and I oversee the Conners, Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, and I'm working on a new show with Hilary Swank called Alaska, which is going to premiere in the fall.
Wow, okay, wow, you're busy.
Yeah,
I mean,
very.
Not in the summertime, really, because... So I haven't seen the 2 hour Grey's Anatomy finale yet. Like, I'm dying to, but I just haven't found the time. And just tell me, it won't disappoint me. Oh, we'll leave a lot of questions for the next season.
Oh, I think it was great. You should check it out, Carly. I think the season finale is fantastic, and it really, you know, it sets up some big cliffhangers for next year, and we're excited. The writers are already back working on the new season, and we can't wait to see what happens this fall on the show. And it's going to be season 19.
Next
amazing.
Season
it's been on
will show. Be, what, 20?
Yeah, season 19.
19, okay. See, I think you guys should just go. Well, you guys beat ER, so that's good. So I think you guys should do 25. Because
25?
That
sounds good. That's a good number.
No, because that would be most of, you know, the other medical. So that they ever had on, that would put you guys in like the Guinness Book of Records of the longest medical drama. You know.
I think we might already hold that because I thought it used to be ER, but we surpassed ER. So I mean, I think right now the only other show that's been on I think 23 or 24 seasons has been Law and Order SVU.
Well, yeah, I mean The View. I think we'll go on 100. I mean, I'm kidding people, but it's been there so long. And so do you miss daytime being over the daytime? Because, you know, I miss your daytime, really.
I miss the people, but as you know, it's a lot of work because we do 260 episodes a year, so... I get to enjoy my weekends off mostly, whereas when I was working at General Hospital, I usually work 7 days a week. So it's a big schedule, but I really do miss, you know, the cast and the crew. It's a great bunch of people. So that's the part I miss. But it's as everyone knows, it's a lot of work.
I mean, and then you get hated if you take General Hospital away for a day. I mean,
exactly.
You know,
yeah. there's a lot of fan hate
on
social media, unfortunately.
Exactly. I mean, it's, you know, right now, I mean, I'm actually feeling sorry for Monique Bernard and all his little. I knew people were not going to take the Mike and Nina storyline. Well, I'm biased being in Colson, you know. So I'm biased there. But, okay, I think they need to put you also in the gaming department with the game shows too. Because that would be, I would know what's going on. So I think...
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen because the game shows are handled by a whole different division at the network. So I don't. I work on the scripted side.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping they renew Super Manga Sweep. I'm doing petition if I have to because a lot of people love the reboot, you know, that they gave us. So. But like I told everyone, not all the game shows announced at the same time because they have to save some for fall. So
right.
I told everyone to chill out until fall. Then I will take care of that. But so the Connors, I was happy to, you know, have back. I mean... You know, back for another season. It's back for another season.
Yeah, me too.
Season.
I'm excited. Yeah, season five.
Yeah.
We're excited.
Yeah,
we start shooting in August and probably premiere in September. So I'm really happy that we got another season of more episodes to shoot.
So you guys never ran into the COVID trouble this year with any of the Grays or the Connors, any of the COVID problems, even though we still have a COVID-19 problem, but you guys never ran into any, programming problems?
Yeah, nothing severe. We never had to, luckily, knock on wood, we never had to shut down production. So we had a few actors who tested positive, but we were able to shoot around them or pick up their scenes, you know, when they were feeling better. So, you know, we have an amazing production team on those shows, and they really do, you know, make the impossible happen. And it's a testament to just how hard they work on the production side. So I'm forever grateful to everybody who works on our crews.
So, yeah, I mean, I have so much to watch, but, you know, it's coming summertime, so I can catch up on everything. But what I like, you know, you bought the Connors back, and I feel like, okay, do not too many people want them about to say. But no, I like how you brought the Connors back in the way you did. I mean, you know, because really, it worked. It worked so good. Does I have the Connors? The whole family is like one, and it
right.
is not named for one person anymore. And I just think. The Connors is really good, and, you know, everyone is happy with the results of all the, you know, shows for this year.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I mean,
yeah, we're happy with it, too, and we're lucky to have, you know, we have really great writers, and then we're very fortunate to have a great cast, you know, John Goodman, Laurie Metcalf, Sarah Gilbert,
oh, yeah.
Lisi. I mean, it's just an amazing cast, so... We're very fortunate, and it's been probably, you know, one of the most fun I've had working on a TV show in the last five or 6 years. So I love it.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing about losing comedy show this year is Blackest. I mean, for me, that was, like, sad that that went up. I know they have, a 6-7 year one.
I think they had 8 or 9 years. They had a really great one. So, everyone was really happy how it ended, and, you know, I think it ended in a good place. What I don't like to see is, you know, for a show to overstay its welcome. So I always say you should leave the audiences wanting more. That's a good time to go out.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, that's my whole thing with a lot of the shows where it overstayed the welcome, and then people don't want to ever see it ever again. But, you know, if you live on top, but I was really enjoying this year of Blackest because it was such a good year for them, too.
Yeah, absolutely. They had a great year, and they knew it was going to end. So I think, you know, it sometimes when you know the end is near, you really put your best foot forward. And I think they did really, you know, outstanding episodes this year.
So, the nighttime shows for the Emmys come out in September. And what I never understand, and maybe you can explain to the audience, is Grey's Anatomy has been so overlooked for the past 3 or 4 years on the list. I mean, like, it gets snubbed year after year. And I think that's not nice because Grace is amazing. So, I mean, I know we were getting a lot of roles for when it first started. But not now. And I don't give, I mean, is it Nathan because too many nighttime shows are on and they only can pick for, like, 5 of them or 4 of them?
Look at how much more competition. I mean, you have to remember, too, Grey's Anatomy started in 2005, and look how many more shows there are, you know, 19 years later. And you're competing against Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, HBO, Showtime, all the cable networks, all the streaming platforms. And a lot of times, you know, for whatever reason, I think voters just sort of lean in a little bit more to the more sophisticated shows that sometimes are, you know, on like HBO and streaming platforms. So it's just really competitive, and it's hard to get noticed, you know, because the industry has changed. And, you know, 20, 25 years ago, there was only, you know, 3 or 4 networks, and it was easier to recognize the broadcast shows. But now they're competing with everybody, so it's a little bit more challenging to kind of cut through the clutter and get recognized for, you know, outstanding achievement.
And I'm telling you, I mean, with HBO, I mean, with Hulu and Netflix and all of them, is just like, they all make really good shows. And then you end up binge watching, and I don't know about you. That's my question about you. Okay. So when you have work to do at home and you're watching a show that you're not, you're working on a show, but you're not watching the show at the same time, you need to put on something else to concentrate on what you're doing. What is the show are you binging on right now?
That I'm binge watching.
I've
been watching. Let's see. Oh my gosh, there's so much. I was watching Candy on Hulu, which I thought was really interesting. The Staircase on HBO Max, which was really compelling. What else? Hacks, which is back for second season on HBO Max as well. I really enjoy. I do tend to lean a little bit more towards those cable and streaming shows as well.
Well, yeah, and I think, I mean, when I've still been watching a show, I'm like, okay, I'm only watching two episodes tonight. No, that never happened. It's just like, you know, because then I'm like, wait, you know, because, like, Hulu and Netflix shows don't come back as fast as regular TV, regular shows come back, so you have to wait a little while. So if you binge it on the first or second night, you're screwed until,
Yeah, I think so my favorite way, I think I enjoy watching maybe two or three episodes a night, or, you know, maybe two or three episodes a week. I do enjoy watching more than one episode, though. So the streaming platforms that only release one episode a week, I'll wait usually for 3 or 4 weeks and let them pile up a little bit.
So, let's see, it's Friday, thank God.
Yeah, happy Friday.
You know what, no, because I felt like this week was going really, really slow. And, like, I thought Wednesday was Friday, really. I'm like, no, it's only Wednesday. So when we get to Friday and it's the weekend, do you try to get home early? Or are you one of those people that is such a perfectionist that you have to, can't leave until everything is finished for Monday?
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a workaholic, so I usually don't take off early on Fridays. We did have last Friday off that Disney gave us, which was nice, and Monday, so that was nice. But typically in a regular week, I don't take off on Fridays early. I just keep working.
Well, I mean, it was nice having Memorial Day. I mean, it was really nice having that.
Yeah.
You know, but then it kind of screws up your whole week in a way. But, you know, the rest of the week going slow because you have that one extra day off. So,
right.
Yeah. So, okay, you said you're working on a unscripted show.
No, I'm working on a new, I don't do unscripted. I only do scripted. So my new show this year is called Alaska, and it's starring Hilary Swank, and it's about a journalist who moves from New York to Alaska, and it'll premiere this fall.
Why can someone name Seattle? I mean, Alaska seems really, really too cold. I just named it Seattle, but, you know. But no, see, I've never been to Alaska, and all I hear is daylight for half of most of the year. So
yeah.
I cannot imagine that. So, yeah. So, you know, hey, did we say 30 minutes on this one?
Yeah.
I forgot what we said because
30
you know,
minutes,
we were,
I have to jump back. At 1 o'clock.
Well, because you had a thing, the meeting. So I did.
I had an important meeting today, so thank you for accommodating the later start time.
Oh, that's fine. I got to sleep in a little more. So I'm happy with that. But, okay. So I'm asking you fun, dining. Like you will at a dinner party just before we go. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, so what is the one thing in your physical if you ran out of, you will have to, and it's like 2 in the morning, and all the grocery stores is closed, but you could get on Amazon for groceries, what would it be?
Right now I'm addicted to sugar-free root beer, so it would probably be that.
Okay, well, just remember when it goes on sale, then stock up. Okay, so do you like to get up early or late on the weekend? This one.
You know, as I used to sleep in late when I was like in my 20s. But now that I'm older, I feel like I'm pretty consistent with waking up relatively early. So I'm usually up by like 7 or 7:30. Plus I have two dogs, so I have to take them out in the mornings.
See, I would love to get dogs, but my apartment said no. And what you just said about when you have dogs, they wake you up early.
You, it's a lot of responsibility. You gotta take them out.
Okay. What is you one so you know that you're watching that is not on ABC right now? Like, are you watching any CBS or NBC shows?
I was a big fan of This Is Us, which just wrapped up a few weeks ago. I thought that was great. I don't watch, I watch one comedy on CBS called Bob Hearts Abishola, which I enjoy. I don't think I watch anything on Fox these days. And what else is there? Yeah, I think that does it for the broadcast network.
Interesting. Okay. So, what was I going to? Oh, yeah. You asked me, is it easier working on, like, the Connors versus Grey's Anatomy? Because, you know, Grey's is a whole hour, so, well, 56 minutes, and the Connors is 22 minutes. So what is easier to work on?
What's the question again?
Okay, they wanted to know if it was easier working.
On a half hour or an hour? I don't know. I love variety, so I enjoy working on comedy and dramas. So I wouldn't say one's harder than the other. The scripts are longer, obviously, for dramas, and the rough cuts are longer, but.
I mean, that is true. I mean, but, and also, they are all coming back late fall, right? As of you know now, right? Like, don't they come back, like, September 20th? Because people always complain that we have to wait almost to October for most of the Great Tsunami, oh my God, Nathan. Okay, Nathan dropped, and I'm talking to myself. Okay, well, Nathan will call back in. So,
I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm blaming Blog Talk. Okay, so we have like 3 minutes.
Hi, sorry,
left.
I think I got cut off. I think.
Blog Talk is famous for that. Maggie couldn't be here, so she says hi. Bobby had a work flow with me today, but we have like 3 or 4 minutes left. So my question before, you know, I was talking to myself. So all the shows, the primetime shows, are they coming back the second week? In September, are we going to have to wait to, like, almost, you know, October for all favors to come back?
I think it just depends on the show. Some of our shows will premiere probably in September, but then a couple of our other shows, just based on the production schedules and getting enough episodes, you know, banked so that they can run in a row, it's a little complicated. So I think we'll do a slow rollout late September, possibly into early October.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, people want to watch the summertime because they want to see the shows back. But if you watch the summertime, then you're stuck with bad weather later. So I just say people don't worry about the summer, you know, because if it's really, really nice weather, then we should all appreciate it. Unlike Seattle today, that is probably going to be raining all day. So,
right.
My last question. So, I know Grace comes here like once or twice a year. Do you ever come up to do,
do ever, what was that? Do ever, did you say do you ever hang out with them?
Yeah, do you ever get to come with them when they come up and they do Sauce of the Fury?
Like the Seattle. We haven't actually done that before. You know, I think the last time we did that was in 2019. We haven't done it because of the pandemic in 2 or 3 years. So I did not go the last time because they are very efficient. And they usually don't need somebody from the network, you know, supervising. So, and they know the show has been on for so long, like they really don't need extra help on that. So I usually just, you know, stay in LA when they go up, and usually they only go up for like 48 hours. It's really quick.
Oh, because I have like a list of you, fun things you could do. Like if you were booking, why doing Grace, like, the Pike Place Market, the Space Needle, which might not be open yet because of COVID. I'm not sure. But
we haven't shot the show up in there since 2019. So anytime that you're seeing Seattle, that would be, you know, B-roll or green screen.
Well, I love it when the sauce come because, you know, I'm like, people, that is actually the Space Needle people. They don't photos up and they come here and, you know. So, okay, so that means we get you back in the fall. Did you want to be mid, did you want to be, like, in the midst of everything, like, almost when winter break happens? But that's another thing I wanted to ask you. Why are you guys calling winter break when you guys had the fall break for the shows? When you guys are calling winter break for the shows, but really it's not even winter yet. It's still the fall when you guys, you know, have like the couple of weeks of Great Tsunami that goes off for a couple of weeks. But you guys are calling it the winter break when it's related to be the fall break.
I think it just sounds better because we premiere in the fall, and it would sound a little silly if you said fall finale, you know, because we premiere, we do fall premiere, so I think it would sound a little funny if you said fall finale. So we just say winter finale because it sounds a little better.
Perfect. Okay, well, we want you back sometime in the fall and have a great day and try and get out of the office early.
Thanks, Carly. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was Nathan Baldy. I will put on him tonight. But I have some show announcements. So, Monday, we have Vaughn Thompson on Monday night at 6. And then we have Bobby's and my birthday show on next Friday, so at 6 p.m. West Coast time. So, like Roy Cook, Danny, all of you guys, if you guys are listening and you don't call him for my, if you don't call him my birthday show, you know, I will be very deeply heartbroken. So have a great day, you guys. Take the time to enjoy the view and any other view you can look at, but watch the view. Bye.